Using Arch Top Fiber, my name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, I was looking to get internet service.
I'd be very much happy to help you with that. Can I get your address, please, ma'am?
168 Market Street, Apartment 2, Saugerties, 12477.
One moment while I look up that address. You said Apartment 2?
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, looks like we are available in your area. Is this for home or business?
Home.
Fantastic. And what speed of internet were you looking to get?
The lowest one.
So we have.
I think that's the 1 gig.
Yep, so our 1 gig internet is $69.99. And if you pay with automatic payments through your bank and do paperless billing, otherwise it'll be $79.99 a month, just so you are aware.
Okay.
All righty. About how large is your apartment?
How old?
Large. Square footage
how
wise.
How large? Oh, I don't know, honestly. How big do you think? Under 1,000.
Under 1,000? No.
About.
Okay. No worries there. Do you guys need any kind of home phone services?
No.
Alrighty then. And do you guys own or rent?
Rent.
Rent. Do you know the property owner or the property manager's name?
Yes. They're very hard to get a hold of, but did you want that?
We will need that because you are renting. We do need to be able to contact the owner or property manager in order to give permission to be on the premises, just so you're aware.
When will it be done? Or when's the soonest it can?
So we can set up an appointment date that might get pushed back depending on when we're able to get in contact and get permission from your property manager. Usually after we do submit these, we usually will give them a call within 1 to 2 business days.
They have to install antennas or something? No.
So network is fiber optic, so we have to have permission from the property owner or someone who is legally allowed to give us permission to be on the premises, such as a property manager, in order to install our fiber services to the apartments, as well as be able to be on premises, not specifically your apartment, but just the premises of the building itself.
Okay, I can give you this number, but I mean, if you can't get a hold of them within 2 days, then I'm going to have to go somewhere else because they are very hard to get a hold of. And I need internet, like, as soon as possible.
Understandable.
So it is 845-401-1782.
Mm-hmm. Do you know their name?
Last I knew, his name is Christopher. This is how good they are. I don't even know who they are. They
no worries.
Come.
You guys
They're
know
not
how
you work that you're on dip here.
No, I understand.
I understand that you're only doing your job, but you're potentially going to lose a customer waiting on them. But okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Do you know, you guys know how you guys get your utilities, like your power? Is it from a pole or underground?
A pole.
A pole. Awesome. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Alrighty. For my records, can you spell your first name for me?
M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
And can you spell your last name for me?
Two slices of the chicken and two slices of the cheese. I'm ordering dinner. C-A-S-T-A-N-E-D-A.
What's a good email for you, Michelle?
M. Rivera. R-I-V as in Victor, E-R-A, 198239@AOL.com.
And the phone number you're contacting me at, that 845-706-3012, is that a good contact number for you?
Yes. I had another question. I'm not going to have to give you no payment information now, am I?
No, not if you don't want to. If you guys would like to, after we're done with our call, if you'd like to set up your automatic payments, you can do so online.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to give no payment information until I know I'm able to get this on the property.
No
worries.
Because
like I said, I would have to go somewhere else if it's not done in a timely manner.
I understand that. No worries. There will be. We'll make sure we're able to get everything handled. We have a couple of ways we can communicate with you. Would you prefer phone, email, or text?
Either one. Whichever is easier for you guys.
Okay. So we'll just say phone. So you may receive calls from our Chop Fiber, any of its agents or contractors, just to verify information about your account and give you other updates that may be included with your service, just so you're aware. And signing up for this is not a condition of applying, just so we got everything out of our woodwork. And you said you don't want to sign up for, you don't want to provide me any payment information today. That's perfectly understandable. Would you at least like to be signed up?
I don't want, if I find something else, I don't want to be charged.
No worries. Would you like to at least enroll in paperless billing just in case?
Yeah, you can do that.
All right. No worries there. So I do have a couple of legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you before we finish everything out. So at the time of your initial connection, a technician will determine the best way to connect your service to our fiber network at the street. They may install the drop cable, the cable that does connect that service prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be there for that part of the service. You do need to be home for our installation period whenever that has come up, and that process can take up to 2 hours, and an adult over 18 is required to be home for that installation period. If required for a temporary drop, that is, it may be laid on the ground, and we'll help to coordinate for that cable to be buried within 10 days of placement. We'll go over all of this with your landlord if we're able to get a hold of them as well, just so he is aware.
Because you start going underground.
It may go underground. Usually we do follow the power lines. So if the power is coming from a pole, we will also come from a pole as well. So it'll attach to the side of the building and then come inside. If you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service is installed before you call and cancel with them. Archtop Fiber, any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. When you do cancel, you will receive a return kit to send everything back to us here at Archtop Fiber, and we do reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment, and it can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning it in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also sign into your online account at our account, which will be utilizing your email address you provided with me today. And this will be available for any of your Archtop Fiber account specific details or paying your bill online, and you're automatically enrolled in this account and you should be receiving an email after we're done to set it up fully. Do you agree to be bound by our terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, as including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Yes.
Awesome. So how did you hear about us?
You're posted all over the place in other people's yards, and I keep on getting flyers in my mailbox.
No worries there. Is there anything our installer should be aware of on your property at all? Anything? Don't worry about it. If you're living in an apartment, don't worry about that. Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns for myself or any of our technicians, just in case?
No.
Awesome. So let's see what we have available. It's going through my steps. Looks like the earliest we would be able to get into you will be Friday the 1st. We have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. If that time doesn't work for you, what day of the week, what day would work for you?
The earliest, that's fine.
Earliest on the 1st?
Yes.
Fantastic. So Michelle, I'm getting you signed up for 8 a.m. on the 1st. You should be getting a confirmation email as well as an email to enroll in your online account. It's essentially just your first initial sign-in. That link is only valid for 24 hours, so you'll have until about 6:30 tomorrow to complete the initial sign-up. If you fail to do so, you can always click on log in and forget my password, and it will send you a new email to get that new password. Or you can always give us a call, and we'd be happy to assist you with that at any time. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that was it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. You are good to go, and welcome to the family. We will be giving your manager or property manager or landlord a call as soon as possible to be able to ensure that we are able to be on premises, and we're pretty adamant about getting a hold of them. So we'll do our best.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber.
Thank you.
Yeah,
me too, then. Bye.